back and look ahead at what has happened and what's coming up in local and area sports. We'll talk to the coaches this morning. We'll talk some high school cross country, some high school football. Three fall sports have district competition next week, so we are heading downhill a little bit here in this fall sports season's district competition coming up next week. We'll get you caught up on things from last night in local high school football. Hastings High wins its third in a row, beat Alliance at Alliance 28-24. St. Cecilia all over Donovan Trumbull 54-0 last night. The Blue Hawks 5-0. Adams Central wins at York 45-6. The Patriots now 4-2 on the season. Other local action yesterday, the Hastings High girls golf team finishing sixth at the conference meet yesterday. In cross country, St. Cecilia Invitational was yesterday, the annual event. The St. Cecilia boys and girls both finishing second as teams. Jordan Pacheba won the boys' side of things individually. Chanel Farmer wins her, fourth consecutive race in cross country on the girls' side individually there. Adams Central boys tennis team finishing second at the York Invitational yesterday. Pierre Verdon winning the number one singles. Isaac Mertens, the number two singles there. On the radio for you today, Hastings College Bronco football. The Broncos playing a conference game in Seward against Concordia. The Broncos kick off at 1 o'clock with the Bulldogs. Pregame at 12:15 this afternoon right here on 12:30 KHAS Radio. The Nebraska Huskers, of course, they're off until next Thursday when they play at Kansas State, so no Nebraska football game today. We will have Nebraska volleyball for you on our sister station, The Breeze. That's KLIQ-FM 94.5. The Huskers hosting Texas at 3:30 this afternoon at the Nebraska Coliseum in Lincoln. 3:20 pregame on The Breeze, Nebraska and Texas volleyball. Tonight on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR-FM. You can hear the second game of the season in the United States Hockey League season for the Tri-City Storm. The Storm hosting Omaha tonight at 7:05. Pregame activity on 98.9 Classic Hits, KKPR. 6:45 pregame, 7:05 first faceoff. The Storm opened the season last night with a 4-3 overtime loss to Lincoln. That was also in Kearney. Another local action coming up today. The Hastings High softball teams at the conference tournament in Norfolk today. The Hastings High boys tennis teams at the conference meet in Lexington. Hastings High is playing volleyball at the Columbus tournament today. Hastings College women are hosting Dort in college volleyball at 3 o'clock this afternoon in Lynn Farrell Arena. The Hastings College women and men's soccer teams are playing at Morningside today. The men at 3, the women at 5:30 today. And we'll tell you about some of that district competition coming up next week. Girls golf is next Monday and Tuesday for the local teams. Boys tennis district is next Friday. Softball for Hastings High and Adams Central will be next Thursday and Friday. But maybe more on that a bit later on. Get you caught up on things right there in Hogan's Open House on Sports. We'll talk some high school cross country after this timeout on Hogan's Open House on Sports.
Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings is your place for Husker apparel. Show your big red colors. Hogan's has Husker t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, sweatpants, sweatshirts, deluxe hooded sweatshirts, men's polo shirts, and nylon v-neck pullover jackets. Hogan's also has Hastings College Broncos hooded sweatshirts. Hogan's Sporting Goods is the official headquarters for Hastings High, St. Cecilia, and Adams Central Booster Club apparel and supplies. Hogan's Sporting Goods screen printing trophies, awards, and engraving, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday, Thursday nights till 8.
Hogan's Open House on Sports. Scott Rosno joins us, one of the cross-country coaches for the Hastings High girls and boys, as the teams coming off the fourth-place finishes at the York Invitational on Thursday, then also running last Monday at the annual UNK invite. I guess maybe the highlight of the week, Marika Van Brocklin from Hastings High wins that York Invitational individually. 15 minutes, 1 second there to lead the way on Thursday for the Hastings High girls. A good week, Coach. A lot of good competition. And what about this week for Marika and everybody else on the girls and boys side of things? How did the week go?
Well, we've kind of had a stretch here, even leading all the way back to Grand Island, where our competition has basically presented the challenges, and I think our kids have met those challenges. You know, just even leaking back to Grand Island, you'd mentioned Marika. But she's kind of had a stretch where she's really learning how to run. She's maturing as a runner. I believe her abilities have been there the whole time. But she is actually doing a great job of coaching herself when she's out on the course. A second place at the Grand Island Invite, and I think if the race would have been another 600-700 meters, she would have closed out on the girl from Columbus, who ran a good race. The girl from Columbus really went out and stuck. stuck things hard and early and kind of distanced herself. And then Marika, who's still learning how to run that early portion of the race, started to close out on her. This past Thursday at York, she did a great hip pocket race. She basically stuck in the hip pocket of the top two runners through the first mile, and then second mile became a two-person race. And then, as I say, you know, I mean, Marika's got some great tools as an athlete that she was able to use the final 300 meters, and she's a strong enough girl that she was able to surge ahead. A 15:01 is a pretty good clip to keep moving along throughout the entire distance, and that just kind of capped off a good week for her. She finished 10th over at the UNK Invite, and her time, she'd have been top three in C and would have been battling for the top spot in D, and even Class A, you know, Class B, I think, kind of held its own. Young girl from Scott's Bluff went out and hammered out a 14:20, and that's just a dynamo time for 4,000 meters. But Aubrey Wardeen from Scott's Bluff is probably a premier runner, not just in the state of Nebraska, but probably nationally. She would compete very well. But Class B had a couple of runners that would have won all class, either one of them. And Marika, you know, was competing with those kids. And so, you know, as a freshman, she's really understanding more and more of how to run a complete race. And so we're excited to see that, you know, at this time of the season.
A boys' side of things, both races this week, Marco Fielder was the top Hastings High individual in both the races. We're not singling out these runners as they were, like, the only ones competing for Hastings High. Of course, we had teams both days, but the fact is that Marika and Marco were the leaders individually for Hastings High this week. So the boys' side of things, and the other girls, they had a pretty good week, too.
Well, we did, and, you know, you had mentioned Marco, but he's a kid that has had a complete season as well. This is a junior in high school, but it's his first year of running cross country, and so he's continued to learn the race. He's one that kind of comes on stronger towards the end of the race, and as he continues to learn and invest more earlier in the race, you know, it's just going to make him a stronger runner. You had mentioned both team concept. Both our boys and our girls have just done a you know, great job of trying to pack run. You know, behind Marika, we've got a handful of girls, Cassie Dykus and Emma Keel, a pair of sophomores, have consistently all season long. Those two are probably the only two that have finished in the top five in every meet we've been to for our team standings. And so, you know, both being sophomores, both are the types of kids that they don't get shook when the race, you know, starts to take off on them. They run their race, and that's kind of that difference between a freshman and a sophomore, is understanding, you know, the complete race. Michaela Schultz, one of our captains, had a tough outing at Kearney. Actually was, I believe, either eighth or ninth fastest individual on our team. And just when you start to wonder, you know, maybe the season's kind of slipping away, she came out and ran just an outstanding time, ran 17:36 Thursday, was our third fastest girl, finished as 20th. You know, sometimes people get fooled into thinking that it's all about trying to attain a medal. It's about running your best race, and that's, you know, you may not see a medal in her hand, but there's one in her heart, because Michaela Schultz is a senior, is competing. She's leading the team, and so, you know, I kind of mentioned some of the girls. Haley Hemingway is another one. She runs an 18:05. She just continues to get stronger and build up her base, and so it's exciting. Holly James, Coach James' daughter, breaks 20 minutes in first time in her career, and so a lot of things that we're trying to add in this year are ab workouts, are hill pushes. The kids are taking advantage of that. On the boys' side, Marco medaled, the first time we've had a boy medal in the last 2 years, and then Trevor was two spots behind him, finishing 15th. You know, as a dad on that side, I don't know necessarily that I was pleased or happy. I was more relieved. He's gone through a little tougher year this year, battling some Osgood Schlatters, and last year as a freshman, things went very well for him, and there wasn't a whole lot of adversity. And so when there's some adversity challenge to a kid, and not just him, we've got other kids. Mo Boyd, our number two girl, has battled some health problems herself with a little bit of bronchitis. And so, you know, all of a sudden when kids are challenged a little bit, That's when you want to see, you know, how true your kids can be to their team and to themselves. And so, you know, we're real excited. We had five boys in that 19-minute barrier, Teen Trung and Johnson Bowie and Austin Glover. And then a young man, first-time year out for him, Ryan Graylish. When he finally learns to start trusting his training and push early, he's going to end up being one of our top runners. The second half of his race, he has come out and tries to finish with a flurry, and you know, the kids are really starting to put together some good varsity season. And you mentioned it earlier. They're not the only ones on the team. We've got some solid kids that are almost considered backups, and we're just as proud of those kids as well.
We're well along into the season. We talked about earlier some of the district competition coming up already next week in some of these fall sports. It's not district time, but we're down to the final three meets for a lot of the cross-country teams as far as conference, district then, and then you hope state meet for teams and or individuals. And the conference meet is this Friday, the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference at Norfolk next Friday, October the 8th, for the Hastings High team. So the last three meets of the season, this is the time, isn't it, Coach? You got to be ready to go come Friday, and then of course district, and then on to state, hopefully. But time's now, isn't it, Coach? We need no more to kind of get ready. We're here, aren't we?
Exactly. You know, it all kind of starts off because I kind of still follow all three city schools, but talking to Coach Fowler from Adams Central, they start their conference up on Tuesday, and that's just kind of the I don't know if you want to say it's the beginning to the end, but it is. Adams Central will run their conference on Tuesday, and both us and St. Cecilia head out on Friday to run conference competition. And you know, I'm biased, but I'm biased with some backing. You know, the conference meet we'll head to is about as tough a Class B conference as there is, and part of that's because you throw Kearney in, who's a Class A school in North Platte. You know, and Scotts Bluff will come from way out west,
yeah.
But Coach Barker and Coach Vaughn out there, you know, you already heard me mention Aubrey Wardine, who is the top runner in the state. And then you throw Kearney in, who's the number two boys team behind Fremont in Class A. You know, it's a real solid competition, you know, for our kids. To be honest with you, it's probably the toughest meet that our kids will go to. Outside of the fact of you know, you can compare to a UNK meet, which may not quite have the level of the competition, but because of the 250 runners that'll line up in the race, it makes a difference there. And so, yeah, we're kind of at that last third of the season, or maybe even the last fifth, to be honest with you, and the fact of how it starts to roll out with conference and then districts the following week, we head all the way out to Ogallala. So we kind of go from extremes of northeast out to the west. But the team has bonded and started to develop that chemistry, and so those trips in themselves will you know, create that opportunity for the kids to continue to trust each other.
And the conference meet is coming up in Norfolk this coming Friday. Then the district will be October the 14th. Coach, thanks for coming down. Good week. The stretch continues. The season continues. And we'll talk as we move along. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Blaine.
Scott Rosno, one of the cross-country coaches, along with Steve James for the Hastings High girls and boys. We'll take a timeout, talk some high school volleyball the way it looks after this timeout on Hogan's Open House on Sports.
Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings is your place for Husker apparel. Show your big red colors. Hogan's has Husker t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, sweatpants, sweatshirts, deluxe hooded sweatshirts, men's polo shirts, and nylon v-neck pullover jackets. Hogan's also has Hastings College Broncos hooded sweatshirts. Hogan's Sporting Goods is the official headquarters for Hastings High, St. Cecilia, and Adams Central Booster Club apparel and supplies. Hogan's Sporting Goods screen printing, trophies, awards, and engraving, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday, Thursday nights till 8.
Welcome back to Hogan's Open House on Sports. Alan Van Cura joins us, volleyball coach of the St. Cecilia girls. The St. Cecilia girls, we haven't had a chance to talk to Coach Van Cura in a while. Had a very busy September, now early part of October. Had a championship in there, a second-place finish a couple of times. The St. Cecilia tournament ended on Thursday night with St. Cecilia dropping the championship match to Thayer Central, and some other things have gone on in the last month, too, for the Hawkettes. But, Coach, you're standing now, what, 15-4, something to that, 15-4, but it was a pretty good month, though, I'd say, overall, and so far this season has gone quite well for the girls, don't you think?
Well, I think we've made a lot of progress. You know, Thursday night, I thought we played overall pretty well. You know, we just made some mistakes at the wrong time, and their center took advantage of it, and they have an outstanding ball club, and I think they're number one in power points in C2. You know, we had our opportunities. You know, in the first game, we were up 20-18, and then in a matter of, you know, 20 seconds, we give up two ace serves. One we thought was out, and the other one just grazed a player, and, you know, those are momentum turns or changes, and then in the third game, we were down, and it closed at 18-15, had to serve, and, you know, in a matter of minute and a half, we miss a serve, get aced on a serve, and then get stuff blocked, and so quickly you're down 21-15, and, you know, it then becomes an uphill battle again. But at the same time, we did a lot of nice things, and, you know, especially offensively, I thought we attacked the ball well, and, you know, if we can keep, you know, making those kind of strides, then hopefully we can be where we need to be at the end of the season.
Yeah, you get into these tournaments, the day tournaments or your 2-day tournament this week. You just have to execute throughout, don't you? Because you're going to be playing good teams, especially when you get into a semifinal or a final. There's just not much a margin for error, is there, Coach?
No, there's not. You know, like with Heartland, we're playing them a second time. We got to play them a third time later on in the season, and that's always tough when you play somebody, you know, multiple times. And you know, down the road here, we're looking at, we've got a conference tournament coming up. We've got still regular season games with SCOTUS and Lincoln Lutheran and Sandy Creek. And